call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You can call on me.
Boom. Y'all snacking there. What's going on? How y'all feeling?
Hold on, y'all.
Put the microphone to you.
Yeah. Yeah, like go ahead and get the crunch out.
Yeah. What's going on, homies? How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling blessed. Y'all good? Highly favored.
I'm gonna let everybody get they snacking and chipping on. JoJo, how you feeling?
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. You looking kind of
over?
Yeah, plump a lot. Another episode of the Big Homie's House featuring some special homies all the way from the West Coast. Big Homie Nico.
What it do?
Big Homie Tia. How you feeling, Big Homie JoJo?
I'm ready to have this damn baby.
Drop the load.
Out here being nasty.
In the best way. Okay.
Leave it in season.
Leave it in season. It's
me
whole,
next.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of leave it in ends that we done seen on social media.
Then Krishan says she's pregnant again.
I was about to say, she's got another one on the way. Oh, she wants that. Receive it. Don't touch me.
I'm not one of them.
Keep it to yourself.
I ain't ready yet.
Another year. So, you know, let's kick things off on the porch. You talk about what's going on in pop culture and society. And this list conversation.
That's going to be a long one.
First, I mean, it can...
Can we pull it up?
Before we get into that one, let me do this one.
I just seen this, okay? Fucking Kim Kardashian just had, like, you know she got Skims.
Yeah.
She just came up with a bra with a built-in nipple.
What? I don't know, you lying.
So now in your shirts, when you wear the shirts, it shows the nipple.
Degeneracy.
Wait, what?
It has a built-in nipple.
That seems like something that you
Why do I need a built-in nipple if I have a nipple? If I want my nipple to show, I just use my...
Because some people...
Their nipples be too low.
Your nipples be too ugly. Yeah, you can cut from here.
Horse.
That's crazy, though. That's,
or you can have ugly nipples. These are like perky white girl nipples.
See, no, and that's the thing.
That's going to piss me off.
All nipples are made
All nipples matter.
All nipples matter,
all
for
nipples,
sure.
All
dark
areolas.
Nipples, dark areolas, light,
nipples.
Invisible, camouflage.
You can have split nipples.
You can have a little chocolate chip.
Nipples. You can have nipples that don't poke out.
My nipples
What the
poke.
Fuck we need a nipple on a bra
cold.
For,
You know
Kim?
When I'm cold.
I think, why is she doing that?
But listen, I know what it
Literally
is.
Come
I know
through
what
the
it
pattern.
Is. This,
we need to talk
Kanye. This further feeds into the idea that shit on social media has to be perfect.
Yes, like, exactly. Why, now you're even, continuing that, and that, that's what
all,
irritates me about
being
it.
Perfect. Cover up your
Cover
fucking
your
nipples.
Like, why do you
Not
want
like that?
That to
I
be?
I wore a strapless right. bra today because I didn't want my nipples showing.
Right,
on
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been mad with my nipples show. I be cold and I take a picture. I'm like, oh my god, my fucking nipples.
It's not cute.
It's not cute.
And I like that. Like, I used to want my nipples pierced, like in college.
Yeah.
But like. I don't want them showing. You know what I'm saying?
Some people
like,
want them things
she
to
want
thing
a surprise.
Publicly.
Sometimes, though, it is a look. But
it is
just,
a,
you
is.
Know, it's a time
Sometimes
of,
you
but,
got a mesh outfit. Like,
yeah, like, you know.
Maybe, I guess could. That's where they would wear it. Like, well,
but that's it, exactly. That's like, where are we supposed to wear it? We're not the grocery
shit.
Store. Not as a family
I
function.
Mean, I guess me shit is,
I guess
is
it's
getting
kind
a nipple
of,
attached to your bra.
I guess it's kind of a good idea, I guess, for someone who wants to wear, like, you know, going to the club or something, making it look.
Give that look.
How are they marketing that? How are they advertising it? Like,
it's
what are the,
insane.
The benefits of this nipple,
Listen,
bra?
Listen, she said.
This is insane.
What she said? My something she is said? Hard. Like, she said something is hard, but my nipples are harder. Some shit she said in his damn shit.
I don't want to talk bad about Kim. I support all women.
I'm not mad at it. Get your money.
You can support all women,
like,
but also be.
That's crazy, though. A nipple?
I just want to know when are we going. Them not even her nipples?
No.
Oh, she don't got no nipples.
Not in the business, but she's promoting like it in that. The office, though. That's the cold
yes,
part. We're in the
like,
office with the nipples
bring,
showing.
Can we bring back modesty and morality? Like, and I don't like that. Like, when my nipples
no matter
are
how
cold,
hot
like,
it is,
I'm,
you are,
I'm going to walk around like this because I don't know. I don't
what
like
are we promoting?
When men look at me like a piece of
what
meat.
What are we promoting?
Maybe this is for the women who don't usually get looked at.
No, it's just we're, because
I don't
becoming
like that.
More and more sexualized. It's just
yeah, it's
it
over-sexualization. And like, I might be a freak of the week sometimes, but like, that's a little...
It's like, y'all complain. It's like a catch 22 or whatever. Because it's like, you, if you do, damned if you don't. Like, mm-hmm, you want to not be looked at as a piece of meat, but then you're going to... build, get a bra with a nipple show, like,
that's,
and promote
that's
that.
Burnt
like,
out.
Which, what I, do you want? Like,
if I see somebody with that nipple bra on, like, I'm definitely going to talk about you.
All right, so on the inverse of that, what if you saw a dude and he had, like, that's a built-in nipple. What if he had, like, a had on some drawers with a...
a dyke with a strap on. Dykes be walking around with they strap.
I mean, that's but like crazy. A dude.
But if a dude do it.
Yeah. How would I know, though?
What?
And that's kind of perverted.
You
don't
know. True.
That's
you wouldn't
saying.
Be able to know.
But then
that's
again,
true.
You know what? We wouldn't know if those are fake nipples.
Yeah, but you just gonna think though, because you know it's a product out there, so you gonna be wondering. Cause I like if I know that y'all got the little package, fake little package thing out there, I'm gonna be wondering like, oh, his package on, but is that the fake one? I'm not gonna know if it's the fake one, but I'm gonna think about it.
They walk around with their strap on though.
They
so.
Definitely do.
The thing is though,
they be holding it.
The good thing about the bra is that it has nipples, and like for the most part, everybody has nipples, and nipples aren't a really big factor when it comes to sex. But when you're talking about a nigga and his package,
hold on, hold the fuck up.
I mean, when I say that, I mean like
you don't talk
about
nipples.
You're still gonna get fucked,
yeah,
regardless of what your nipples look
like. It's not a deal breaker.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, it's not a deal breaker.
But,
if, but if a man walk around with like he got that strong,
right,
and
just,
you really got that micro penis,
right? Now, now
and
you
everybody
like,
don't even like big dick, okay?
No, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, what's the deal breaker?
No, I'm just saying like your package is a deal breaker as far as like what
for
it could
women.
Look like.
What's,
as far as but
what it need to be? What it
I
need
beg to
be?
To differ. I beg
oh yeah,
to differ.
It definitely needs to be regular. Like not, I don't like it too long either. But it needs to be girthy. You know, I need
girthy.
To feel it and you know and have a good enough range. It don't need to go too long though. I don't want you to tilt my pelvis or whatever. The
oh my god,
the uterus.
Is my family gonna watch this show?
Maybe.
But
anytime some wang to it, he can wang to the left.
Oh,
or
you
the
like
right.
A curve,
Captain Hook.
Oh,
call me right now.
Jojo, I'm cool with a straight.
Jojo, we already know.
The curve?
She a size queen.
Yep.
A it's
size?
A curse?
She a size. She need that.
I don't really care about the size.
That thing
like,
need to be thanking.
Yeah. Oh, you need, oh, you like it big
I'm
and long.
I'm a little lady.
Oh, my
so,
gosh. It hurts.
And I want a husband and kids. I don't need nobody trying to mandate on me.
Okay.
Out of my youthfulness. Mm-hmm.
You don't want nobody to smash the youthfulness out of you?
Yeah. Like, somebody just tried to put me in the wheelchair the other day.
See that
wheel
why you
me around.
That why you
he's like, please, I want to I, look. Put
I
me in the fast pass line.
Jojo gonna be
put me on the put me on the rail. I'm going up
the
rail.
The airport like young
yeah,
thug.
Yeah, exactly. Like put me in the wheelchair.
I'm that motherfucker.
I'm not. Give me electrical. Matter of fact, yeah.
Y'all seen that video of young thug in the airport? He was sitting in the wheelchair with his legs crossed.
I am not mad, Jojo. Not mad, baby.
I ain't got yeah. All that other. I feel bad for y'all, but
oh my goodness.
I'm even looking at this.
Yeah, go ahead. Eat your chips.
This is already like this is crazy, but I'll do it. But yeah, if it's gonna even more, ah my god, this probably as big as I'm not sucking no big ass dick, you crazy, you gonna have to use your hands and your mouth. Oh my goodness, well, I mean, I mean if you might make my boyfriend and I love you, but like me personally, I'm a medium lady, you know, like average is cool.
Well, I mean, I can
average with a curve.
I can understand, like, you not wanting to give head to, like, a huge, dude. Enormous penis.
Yeah,
that's
like,
hard.
I used to cheer. I got locked jaw. I didn't been hit a few times.
No, I feel that. It really, it can be uncomfortable.
Eating a big-ass booty is worse.
but I wouldn't know. So I'm like, I'm just trying to think what that
I would hope
like.
The fuck not.
I would know. I'm not into butt play.
I'm not. Yeah, I think y'all all gonna get hand foot and mouth disease.
Somebody shitting on your face till you can't breathe is really a motherfucker.
You into that? I be seeing them retweets.
Hey, relax.
You throw me off for a second because I thought you said shitting. I thought he said shitting, not sitting.
No,
I was like,
sitting.
Hold on.
No, like they be Rakishi. You remember the wrestler Rakishi?
Yeah, Rakishi.
Oh my gosh, yes, I remember him.
Kodak. Like,
stink,
that's what he be wanting.
Face.
That's what he be wanting them girls to do.
Is that your kink, Kodak?
Hell yeah.
Like big woman to just sit on your head.
Big asses.
How's your neck?
Mm-mm.
Strong.
It's not big asses. It's big fat ass women too.
Sometimes, yeah.
So big women.
Yeah, sometimes.
BBWs.
I love BBWs.
Or like my 600-pound life.
My 600-pound life.
That stink.
I done did a 400-pound before.
You
did it stink?
Did it? It was so long. It was in college. It was a while ago.
Did it stink?
Do I know?
No, I have had a... No, nah, she was off campus.
Because I'm like, please, answer that. Like,
do, yeah, sometimes... Because
they say, like, you got to get under the layers.
If it's stink,
like
I'm not going to do it. If it's stink, I'm not going to do it. I've had that situation before,
niggas
too.
Be stinking, too. So don't just try to say, you know, the big
Who
woman.
Who said that?
I just want to say, because I feel... I be, like, on fat people heads, but I fuck with fat people. But a lot of fat people are really clean.
Okay.
There be a lot of dirty, skinny niggas out here, too. I just want to throw that in.
Yeah, it be because, like, a lot of people who are overweight or fat, whatever you want to call it, they be knowing that they have extra, yes, like, so they take sweat, or so they take extra. Yeah,
they always got a towel.
Because I ain't never going to be out here musty,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, Kodak take a damn bath. Like, take,
I take
like
three showers a day.
Yeah, I like that. Well, I mean, I'm not big, but like, I bathe.
That's good hygiene.
I take one when I wake up in the morning. I take one as soon as I come home, because I don't like anything outside on anything I got inside. Then I take one right before I go to bed.
But y'all want to know something? Like, I have a man, but anytime we have sex, like every time before we have sex, we always get in the shower, both of us.
Yeah, really? That's what even I like. If we, I like to shower.
If we stupid,
sex.
Dumbass, drunk, we still like hop in the shower.
Even if it's not no like full shower where you got damn.
Only
because
we just get,
I just need to get
I
some water.
That. I feel
like,
that.
Yeah, we about to be licking.
So
like,
I feel that. I feel that.
So like, I want to make sure you clean. I'm clean. Like,
I like to take bubble baths.
So do y'all think sex has a smell?
Yeah.
But people have a smell too.
Yeah, they have a scent.
Yeah,
you can have a scent.
Yeah, you can be nose blind to your scent too.
That too.
We're all secreting different fluids.
Yeah, and like, have y'all ever went to like a family member house for the first time and like the smell hit you, but they might not smell it, and it might not be a bad smell. It's just a smell.
Yeah, it's a scent.
I feel like sex is like that too. No, not bounce that ass. It's like
because some people do be having that bounce that ass.
Like mothballs.
Yeah. But it may be something. But
you know, like when you open a pair of Jordans, like you smell it. It's just you smell it. You know that's what Jordans smell like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you walk in the room,
you
be
know
like,
what sex
smells
like.
Fucking
I was in
here.
College. Like it's either a mix between latex and like testosterone, because testosterone has a scent too.
It's a little musty. Yeah. So but that's
like,
to do with
it's not
name, but
really a bad smell. It's just a smell.
You just know,
You just smell like sex.
A smelly smell.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It smells thick.
Now, if it do
it's
smell
like
bad, it is a problem.
Like
But that's why you
have
that's
sex with
that's
a
some hygiene.
Person?
No, but that y'all asked if I've ever done that with a woman that the big woman that had that been that before, and I was like, this is not going.
It's a little cheesy,
a little twang to
a little
it.
Cheesy.
Yeah. I don't want nothing
extra cheese.
Yeah, but y'all ever had like, and it probably not, but like that post sex wash up. You like, damn, bitch, I'm filthy. Like, I just let this bitch put her pussy all up on from my nose to my goddamn forehead.
I don't do that type of shit.
I'm
what?
Saying, but like,
I'm a child of God.
If a nigga put his balls on your face, that's the same thing.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to walk around with balls.
I'm not letting
residue.
A nigga put no
that's
dirty
fair.
Balls on my
that's
face.
Fair.
First of all, I'm not about
clean
to do
off.
Anything that I'm about to be ashamed of.
Okay, stand on it. Yeah. We're going to stand on business up in the bedroom.
She's not being ashamed of it, JoJo.
What is it?
You just saying clean it off, right?
Just clean it off.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like leaving the sex area and not taking a shower and just leaving?
Yeah.
Oh. And then carry on your day like that?
It honestly
like, yeah,
depends.
Just, and all
though,
the
let me
all
tell
on
you
if you've been like nasty,
said,
nasty.
I kind of like that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm kind of freaked out.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
that's
what I'm
like. You would. That's what I'm saying.
I don't want other people to smell it on me.
You
like,
would be cool.
Why don't even care?
You would be cool.
No,
with
you
balls
just
on
we just
face.
Talked about how you have a scent.
Yeah, like if
so
I just
it ain't
if
stink,
I,
it's a scent.
Yeah,
sorry,
it don't
baby.
Stink. No, you're fine. Like what you said, it don't stink. It's a scent. Like balls have a smell. They have a distinctive smell. And like. If my nigga put his balls on my face and I'm smelling his balls all day, I ain't gonna trip. Somebody say somebody smell like balls, I'm gonna be like, yeah, my nigga put his balls on my face.
Yeah, period. Stand on it. Be proud of your nigga balls.
Right, yeah, I'm gonna say like my nigga put his balls on my head today.
Tricky.
I'll
like,
wear it as a cologne if it's my man.
Hello, exactly.
If
that's what I'm saying.
It's better if it's at my crib.
You got on my nigga balls.
My nigga's balls.
Redacted scrotum.
Listen.
This is JoJo.
Put it right on the forehead. Period. And I'm gonna love it, okay?
See, this is where it
you
gets
cannot
tricky.
Be mad
this
at
is where
that.
It gets tricky
it
for me.
Shit,
because
man,
if I
man,
go
my
to
man.
Her crib, then I gotta ride back with coochie juice in my beard.
Yeah, you're gonna be smelling that.
You be smelling that. And I just don't wanna walk around with coochie
juice.
Clean it. That's
clean
a whole
it.
Different element.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
It's different, like, it's different because it just depends on how you feel about shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's your girl or not. Because niggas is on some freaked out shit, too. They be like, a nigga text me and be like, I got your pussy on my face like all day.
They
I ain't wiping this shit off.
Yeah.
I ain't wiping this shit off.
I've been boiling the juices on the shirt
face.
And they'll wear a black shirt.
what you just say?
Niggas be freaked out.
All of his got APs. All of mine got good skin.
All your niggas got good skin?
Yeah.
You annoying.
Is that because of you?
Yeah. It's the there's skincare routine.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Your coochie juice?
Might as well be.
It's well moisturized.
Mm-hmm.
You grow,
it's a serum.
You grow beards?
They do say that like Like they? Nut is good like,
for the skin.
They.
I've been here at that
it's
for
like
years.
Good for your, it's good for your skin.
And it has other I think there's the skin, and I think it has other benefits like
a lot of stuff.
Ain't gonna lie, it's
a lot of
protein.
A lot of stuff
pee,
that comes like when you have a baby,
period
your baby,
blood.
Your baby pee. Yeah, the
I ain't
baby pee
into
is
that
good.
Period blood stuff because now we're getting into.
Tell me about it. I haven't heard about that one.
So period blood, it's the nastiest shit ever. But if you use it, like take it and like put it on your face. It makes you like not age.
Oh, so
are you a witch?
It tightens.
She is.
I haven't heard about the period blood one, but I mean, I'm not surprised.
I don't
do sex on my period.
I don't think so.
Like I don't know. Like,
is that a part of?
I definitely heard about the spaghetti though.
I heard
that's a thing.
I don't. I told my friend I ain't no spaghetti from no woman.
I heard that's that's witchcraft right there.
That's witch shit.
Y'all some motherfuckers.
You had some spaghetti?
I know it's Halloween, but damn, motherfucker.
Yeah, you better watch your spaghetti, boy.
Watches get real spooky. They crafty.
She want to cook for
these
you.
These niggas, too. Like, you ever been to, like, a nigga house and you can't find your drawers afterwards?
What is that?
Well, I don't wear drawers.
I mean, to keep your drawers.
To do what?
To smell it. Wait, do they
you
keep them?
You tell me.
You got to ask to keep my drawers.
No. A nigga to ask to keep your drawers before?
Me? I don't remember. I don't really typically wear drawers. So.
Yeah,
I don't really have those
free ball.
Those options.
You gotta let it breathe. What she say? Man, make that coochie breathe.
Okay, hello.
That's your shit, huh?
Take that ass for me. Hello,
that's a bop. It's actually gonna be a bop right there.
She did though. She did. It's a little bop.
So, I literally walked into that song on my baby shower, Rich Baby Daddy.
Period. Yeah.
Me and my nigga walked in on that song.
I like it.
That's so funny. Her nigga Wizard Kelly.
Yeah. Wizard Kelly, y'all.
Wizard Kelly, y'all. That shit was funny because I didn't realize what that shit was.
Oh, you never showed your man face until the baby shower? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing.
Period.
Until I get a ring.
And then what's her name had blocked his name out on when she had posted it.
Yep.
That shit
your
was
friend?
So,
that's a real friend.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah, she said just
keep
JoJo.
Keep wondering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, but back to this list shit.
Yeah.
We need to pull the list up, though.
Pull the list.
Pull the dang on list. Hold on.
Well, number one on that bitch was Cheesecake Factory. JoJo, do you have anything?
I just went to Cheesecake Factory.
Can we talk about all the good food at Cheesecake Factory first?
I just went to Cheesecake Factory.
Like, fire ass place.
7 days ago.
But I mean, like, if you
with my daughter.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
But me and my nigga go.
But if you had just met him, would you let him? Like, would y'all go to Cheesecake Factory?
Cheesecake Factory, I don't have a problem with. There were some things on there that I like.
I feel like the list should have been cut. They could have been cut in half. They could have cut half of them things
off.
I'm
really trying to find this list. Okay, is this? Oh,
so
I found
it.
I found it.
Applebee's.
You can find it on Google.
Chili's,
I'm not
Chipotle.
Going to Applebee's. I'm not going to
Chili's
because
I
don't go there.
I hate Chili's.
I don't eat there.
I don't like Chili's.
I'm going there.
I don't have nothing against it. I don't like Chili's, though.
But
I'm
going
there.
I don't like neither one of
them. I don't want to go to Chipotle for a first date, but we could definitely go there.
We could go to Chipotle.
I mean, yeah, I guess you could say, like, it just can't be only Chipotle that we're doing on that first date. Like, that just has to be a part of the date.
Yes,
like,
that's
so I'm not
saying,
mad at Chipotle.
Like, it's intention.
Olive Garden is cool. I can make that work. The movies.
All you can eat super salad.
Who mad at the movies? I'm down. I'll for sure
okay,
fuck with the movies.
I don't say this. I don't do movie dates.
So,
I was about to say
that.
So, we talking about first date. First date.
This is a first date list?
This is a first
date.
Is that what it says?
Yes, first date.
Going to first date.
No, first date.
Oh, I didn't know this was a first date.
Yeah, this is a first date.
They crazy as hell talk about no Cheesecake Factory on a first date.
I'm going to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
going to
Cheesecake Factory.
No,
Ruth Chris.
Oh, but movies.
The movies
I'm not
part.
Going to
tell
first
me.
Date.
Tell me why.
So I feel like a first date, that's us getting to know each other.
Yeah,
how am I supposed to get to know you in the movies? You going to try to fuck me.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly how I felt too. I'm like, I don't really, that first date shit, movie shit, I'm not going for that.
Yeah, I already know what your intentions
are. I don't
are.
Even know what we, like, why are we going to movies? We not really getting to know each other. But after a while, after I really went through this list and I was thinking about it, and I saw some of the stuff on there and some of the things that women were saying, like why their reasonings, well, what their reasons are. Like for you, for example, like, oh, you're not trying to get to know me. I start to think also it's kind of like on that first date, you can talk. But with me, I'm probably getting to know you already off rip on my phone.
Yeah,
right.
Like, well, you
getting,
know what? I
getting
did
to
go
know
before
you.
Before we even, like, we're not just about
right.
to show
so
up, like, blind
date.
So
if we do go to the movies, now I'm feeling your vibe.
Yeah.
Now we don't have to talk,
okay,
but
wanna,
what's your
wait,
vibe
wait, no,
like?
But let me say this stuff, too, because it's like, and even with the movies, too, like, the way I saw it, it's like, it's not the only thing we're going to do. Like, I'm not just going to be in the movies with you. Like, I'm probably going to, we're going to do something before. Go eat, more than likely, and I'm going to talk to you when we go eat. Like,
now,
so,
we that's eat before okay. or after
I did.
The movie.
I'm
yeah,
not going to lie.
No example.
So I did like, go to Chili's and to see the Barbie movie with this dude.
333.
That was our first date, but I didn't.
This is the thing.
What you about to say, JoJo?
But it was nice.
I'm gonna respond to that, and then I'm gonna say what I was gonna say. Like, this is the thing. Like, if a man tries to take me to these places on the first day, I'm not gonna lock myself in a car and be like, I'm not going in.
Like, that's yeah. why I feel like it's so ungrateful.
I'm gonna
peep it
and
like,
I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna see. Yeah, like, I'm gonna see what's going
counts,
on. I'm gonna be like, okay,
just take bitches on dates.
You know, that's
like,
what's up. Like, okay, yeah. But and it just depends on how the vibes are. Like, mm-hmm. I can read somebody, so I know mm-hmm. if he's gonna be for me or not. And I mean that in a vibe way.
Chemistry.
I mean that financially.
Yeah.
I mean like
mentally.
Mentally, I'll know that from that date. And sometimes niggas are like to take these bitches somewhere just to see,
just to
like
see how they are.
Just to see how yeah. they are. Facts. You know what yeah. I'm saying? And facts. I don't got time for you trying to
test me, though.
Yeah, test me. But I do understand because
that test is shit corny.
It's a little corny.
Yeah, okay, now look at
But hold on, one more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. I have a homegirl who there is a guy who tried to take her on a first date. Mm. They didn't know each other. He wanted to take her on a first date to the Usher concert.
Okay.
The residency?
Mm-hmm.
That's a, okay.
And she said no.
Why?
Because that is a lot.
She said first of all, like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
You want me to go all the way to Vegas with you.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
like,
something to say.
Where are we coming from?
Let's see the circumstance.
From here, like, from this area.
From Atlanta?
Well, this area.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just like, you know, I appreciate you wanting to take me there, but I don't want to go because, like, I don't know. The hotel situation, like, I don't know what you're going to be on. Like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that.
That's like love bombing. That's like serious love bombing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because why are we not taking it slow? Like, even if you're a billionaire, we could still start off at a Chili's.
But it's like, I'm not going to get mad at him or, like, really, like, be, like eyebrows up. I probably, like, consider, like, oh, shit, he trying to go big for me. Like, that's cool. And then it's just like, but, you know, just express or communicate, because communication is key. It's just like, that's just a little too much right now. Like,
I don't know, y'all. So, it just
but
depends.
I'm not mad at that, though. Like, it definitely depends. I agree. It always depends.
Because there's
sure.
a guy who had a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And our first date, he
blew you out?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you
this
allowed
particular
him to?
Date... This first date was...
she got niggas.
Period. Damn, this shit was dope. Remember the helicopter guy?
Yeah.
So the first date that we went on, we were in Chicago. We didn't go like nowhere, but he took me on a yacht. He took me on a helicopter ride around the city. So we went on a helicopter first, landed, got on a yacht, went through the city of Chicago, and then docked at the restaurant.
Okay.
And then ate at the restaurant. This was all the first date. And then after that...
And what?
I fucked the shit out of him that night.
Period.
Period. I love that. That was a well thought out.
But that was the first date, right? And then I also had another time where it was the first date. I had a guy fly me out, private jet.
Ooh,
like
PJ.
To his house.
At? PJ.
But he was so famous that he didn't go. He doesn't like go out often.
Yeah, see, and
so
and
we had a chef came
too.
To the house.
Yeah, put a whole private intimate.
Yeah, like, and we vibed out.
These
like,
not having these type of experience.
Yeah, okay, so I want to say this.
That's not what
I want to piggyback on that because
that's not
like,
a regular thing.
Not like that. We all are in different like dating
I'm just saying,
sometimes
that's, yeah.
But going back to the list. Now that I know this is like a first date situation, I feel like all of these are really good get dates because I know like I have
your
I
house,
say, your house. I'm going to them.
Yeah, a lot of
I don't really like I have been Denny's. But I'll go.
What you are,
what if we
like,
the club?
What your hygiene
yes,
is like?
That.
Are you nice?
See, there's
to
that.
The,
I'm
the,
nice but I don't. But I know
hold
like,
on,
we're not
on,
eating
on,
just
on.
That.
You said
I got the floor.
My bad. Because we had a little side convo.
No, I'm saying, she made a good point. Like, some men do want to take you out just to see how you are. Like, yeah. if they could bring you around other people, like,
mm-hmm.
like he might really want to take you to Ruth Chris, are. But, like, I don't want to take this girl to Ruth Chris, and she can't. She don't know how to act at Chili's.
No, dead yeah. ass.
You know what I'm saying?
That like, is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah,
like,
motherfucker's not
like,
trying to deal with
you
that.
You take somebody to a nice spot, but it's their first time being at some nice shit, which, we got to be honest, that is a lot of women.
Yes.
Yeah.
And me personally, I date. I have a very great dating life. And like, I vet. Like, I could read people. I mm-hmm. vet niggas. I could vet you through your Instagram. I could tell. I could see the red flags from 3 miles away. So I'd rather go to Chili's with a dude like who I don't really know yet. And I'm still trying to get to know you. And it's like, okay, we vibing. Then like, some lame millionaire take me to like Del Frisco's or something and like yeah I'm at Del Frisco's but like I'm fucking having a terrible time here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I like, think the biggest issue with the list is that Chili's ass women women who deserve to go to Chili's, women who can't even afford to get Chili's on their own, is trying to tell another nigga that they can't take them to Chili's.
That is the biggest thing right there, because for one, like, so my Instagram, I can provide for myself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these women can't.
Like,
and like I said, when I was in college, I was going on dates because I ain't had no food. You kidding me? What niggas taking me out this week?
Yeah, I'm getting a free meal, but
we don't live that life no
now
more.
Now you got a certain age.
I used to use niggas for dinner dates. Like,
yeah,
in
sure,
college,
for sure.
But in college,
but
I had no damn food.
Doing that past like 22. Now, I understand
I was hungry.
My struggle happens. Like, if you ain't
talking
got no
about,
food in the fridge,
I'm not
as free
as
for niggas.
Yeah, let's go to Red
Lobster.
And
what do you want my time on some food?
But I was that Chili's girl or that Applebee's girl or the buffet or whatever.
Some niggas are just for food. Like, it's okay.
And I got to be real with you, too. I am a food motherfucker connoisseur. That
period.
Is my favoriteest ever thing
activity.
To do.
We could go broke on food.
Yeah,
we could go broke on go eat.
Yeah,
ever.
My nigga tell me all the time, like, oh, you're bougie in your food. Like, I'm not the girl with the bags and the jewelry and the car.
Yeah, it's like, we
I'm the girl that likes to go.
Food, good food.
I want an appetizer. I want an entree. I want a couple sides.
I want a little soup, little salad, too.
Yeah.
Some sweet, too.
And I hope you order something that I wanted to get, too.
My question for you is, though, is it about like how much the food costs or how good the food
how
is.
How good the food
the
is.
Experience.
How,
and the experience.
Experience.
So I'm saying, because I
no,
told people
the food.
In Atlanta, the best spots ain't really like chain spots.
Yeah, it's always the hole in the wall. It's always the hole in the wall.
You gotta go find it's some shit that be off in the cut. Like, you
always.
Cheesecake Factory is a great experience all around.
Cheesecake Factory is good. They got good food.
For one, the architecture is so beautiful in there.
Yeah,
I don't know how Cheesecake Factory got a bad rep.
Yeah, because people act like they more than what they
are. But that's what I'm saying.
The thing about it too,
that's also like controversial is just because it is a list. But like if you break it down, like you said, like when you go in the comments, women have reasons why, you know,
certain things
is on there. So that's also another reason why it's just causing so much commotion, because it's just a list without context.
But the shorty that originally started the cheesecake con.
That is the biggest thing. There's
that's
no
it.
Context
oh,
to
but
that
the
list.
Shorty who started it was a busted ass shorty when
that
got shit going on.
Was that not a skit?
I think it was a skit.
It was a skit. It had to be a skit.
And I feel like she really kind of embarrassed herself
media,
a little
internet.
Bit.
Can't believe everything you see.
It was kind of embarrassing for her because maybe she just wanted this small reaction from the people that follow her.
And then now you went viral.
And now people are actually like
little
clowning how she looked because she didn't really commit to the role. Because if you're gonna say I'm too good for Cheesecake Factory, you can't have this cheap ass lipstick on.
It was just the
you
way
can't
she
have these
did
cheap,
that.
You can't have this cheap. Even the camera quality looked cheap.
It was an Android.
She's wearing these dollar
I
store glasses.
I didn't see
glasses.
The video though, so I'm listening.
Yeah, she
I'm
had.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was. Did she have a 27 piece in her head? How was her hair?
No, I think
busted.
She had braids.
Yeah, she didn't look.
She
like,
had, like box braids.
She didn't look. She looked like somebody who would
now,
go
but,
to Chili's
now
by herself.
You're not
this
getting paid
thing,
for
it. I will say that the biggest issue with all of this is ungratefulness. Like, there's people across the world who don't even have chain restaurants in their communities. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's women who
just
get
the audacity.
Forced into marriage and traded for goats. Like, the fact that there is a man
goats?
Willing to take you somewhere.
Yeah, and cows.
There's
cattle.
Arranged marriages and, like, all over the world. Like,
cultures.
If somebody want to take you to Chili's, they want to take you to a Waffle House, be appreciative.
Well,
if you don't like them afterwards, let them know, like, hey, this is what my expectations are. Next time, we should go
communication
somewhere.
Communication is
key. And they might communicate and be like, you know what? I did want to take you there, but I'm still trying to get to know you. I feel like this is a more comfortable environment.
It be women. Who be tripping and thinking that they're more valuable than they are, that make it like easier for women like me.
Okay, period.
Doesn't make it
say that. That was a bar. That was a bar.
Easier,
for
no,
real. You just
grateful.
Remove yourself out the race. Like, what?
So why do you think it make it easier for women like you?
It could go either way. So I'm going to say it make it easier because it's like, I'm so chill. You feel me? Like, we can chill. We can vibe.
I see what
you're
saying.
You know, a nigga be willing to, like, really fuck with you and pour into you because you really, like...
No, I said,
you know
no,
saying?
I said
can
that.
Can I piggyback off of that?
Hold on, because I said that on social media earlier, because I seen like somebody like Joy Taylor talking about, like, you know, Joy Taylor, the sports reporter. The woman.
Joy Taylor. Damn.
She's on The Coward Show.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she fine as hell. Mm-hmm. So she said, women like that saying, oh yeah, Waffle Houses or Cheesecake Factory is fine for a first date. We got women like that saying,
right,
these first dates are cool, but the bitch that really ain't got shit saying that that it's not enough.
Yeah, it's not acceptable.
See, but that's the difference between like a genuine and a down to earth woman and then a bozo. You know what I'm saying? And
this
like,
is V-Bozo.
I thought she was going to say it makes it harder for us, but she's right. It makes it easier because I'm a 10. I think these are 10s as well. Mm-hmm. So men think they got to go above and beyond. I'm cool with the Cheesecake Factory. Now, we're not going to the Cheesecake Factory every weekend, but
I was like, because you do still got to go above and beyond. You know, let's make that clear. You still need to go above and beyond,
but we're realistic.
We are down to earth. Exactly.
Realistic is the word.
Yes. It is genuine. Like I said, if the intentions are there,
authentic.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And
we got to say this too, fellas. This not, like she said, it is just because you don't go to nice shit the first time don't mean you don't ever got to do that shit.
That's about to introduce me to poverty. Yeah. That's what we're not going to do.
Right.
I was told, like,
it's balance.
Somebody told me, they were like, you know what? I don't look at you as a bad bitch. And I was like, the fuck?
Yeah.
I see where he was going.
Yeah.
He was like, you're not a bad bitch. You are a quality woman.
The meaning
here.
You are a top tier quality woman.
Exactly.
And I'm like, okay, damn, what's the difference?
Can we put that on a shirt?
And then he told me the difference. He said the difference is like, you know, the bad bitch got that bad bitch persona. Like, she got to have her hair did all the time. Nails did. Bags, jewelry, clothes. Like, Instagram halfway naked, this and that.
See,
body done.
I feel like a lot of words need to be redefined.
Wait, hold on. And then I'm gonna go into the quality woman, the top tier woman.
Yeah,
the top tier woman is she's beautiful. Like, she don't have to do too much. She got a great job.
Yeah,
good head on her shoulders.
She's a family oriented woman. Like, she know how to. She has emotions. She don't do too much. Yeah. Like. Yeah.
A soft woman.
Yeah, like she's still a good woman, and she's attractive. Mm-hmm. You know, she still got shit going on.
And
for if we
picking, I'd rather have the top quality woman over.
A lot of dudes would like to have a top.
So, but I feel like,
but the thing too, though, like another thing too, is like a nigga's always gonna go where the piece is at. So when you bring a man piece, you gonna always
win. A lot of bad bitches is not peaceful.
Exactly, they are headaches, and that's like, those are like bad bitches to me are just immature women. Like, you really have a lot of growing up to do. Quality. Women are women that have grown, like, you're grown, and you know, you are mature, period. That's just how I see the difference. Because when you're immature, like, you a child, you're needy, you're gonna ask for stuff, you're gonna complain, you're gonna nag instead of being a grown woman. Like, if you have a problem, fix it, do something about it, communicate, whatever. Right. Like, don't be just complaining and nagging and causing a problem. Like, that's not how you solve an issue.
Yeah,
like, right. So, and I feel like it's also with the media, like Bad Girls Club. I've always been
for
a
sure
fan,
media.
And I do watch the show Baddies because, like, I'm a classy ratchet. I can't behave ratchetly, so I got to tap into it somehow. Mm-hmm.
And it's code switch.
The media, yeah. And so, but I feel like with baddies, sometimes I be like, damn, I want to go on this show, but I can't because they don't know what it's like to be a bad bitch, because, like, I'm a bad bitch. I'm educated. I have a degree. I can have a career if I want to. I cannot work. I'm a hustler, but, like, getting to the bag is just not club appearances or fighting my friends or my coworkers. Like, for one, we're bad bitches. Like, we could go out, we could de-escalate a situation. If we can't, bitch, I'll beat your ass, but not on camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, a bad bitch has a great image. Mm-hmm. Like, or a, that's the thing, like, a bad bitch, the term bad bitch low-key is phasing out.
Yeah, it is.
Bad bitches are not.
It's just getting misconstrued, like you said, with the media. Yeah. And you got people that's getting influenced by the wrong things. Like, or just, I feel like another thing too, honestly, people got to be in control to take accountability for how they receive information. Mm-hmm. Like, you could listen to Sexy Red. Like, I could listen to Sexy Red, but I'm not about to go be ignorant necessarily. Yeah. Like, I'm not about to really think like that and live like that. But I'm going to turn up, enjoy a little bop or whatever, or I see whatever I see on social media, but that's not going to determine how I'm going to live my life and make my decisions.
You have an identity.
Yeah, you know it when you know yourself. Yeah, I'm still learning myself, like, but you know, when you're comfortable in your own skin, they are not comfortable. They, like, can't be themselves.
I've had women associates who, like, their identity changes with the latest trend.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're posing like Ice Spice, and now they're posing like Sexy Red. Like, you know, like,
yeah, they're switching up.
They just switching.
They're influenced.
And, you know what I'm saying? And, like, what makes it easier for women like us is we're going to always be us.
You're never going to lose with that.
We don't have to have our hair done all the time, but best believe we are going to get our hair done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we're still going to look good without it.
Either way.
And then there's some of these bad bitches will not leave the house without makeup, lashes, nails, hair.
They wouldn't dare.
I don't got none of that. My closure ain't really secure right now.
Some just don't feel, they don't feel confident without a label on their shit. Like, yeah, I could go get me a cool little Ross little bag and rock my shit and be cool.
To boutique back home, and the girl has super cute stuff. Like, kind of like Fashion Nova is, but mm-hmm. boutique. Like, mm-hmm. uh-huh. I don't really see these pieces too many places. And I was going to Houston. She was helping me pick out outfits. Every shoe I was suggested, she countered back with something designer. Like, oh, there's yeah. you seen these Mason Margiellas at yeah. Saks and this. I'm just yeah. like, girl, you don't have nothing designer in here. Why you keep trying to suggest I should pair this with some designer?
Yeah.
Because I feel like to her, that's what she feels like is the standard.
That's
and
what
like,
makes
my mom never really wore a designer, but I've never went without nothing. Me nor my siblings. Like, that's wealth to me. That's a bad bitch.
Right. And when you can make the clothes and they don't make you.
Clothes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no designer makes me. I could get the same nigga girl could get with the Louis getting a buzz down. And I like,
first of all, I be going outside looking a mess. And that is when I get the most niggas.
Yeah,
like,
no facts.
Absolute mess.
What you about to say?
I was about to say, like, well, how y'all feel about, like, I know, like, the woman, she made the list or whatever of like places not to go. Well, there is a list that's going around that men.
Yeah, I seen that one. It was like swimming with the dolphins in a appointment with Tay.
So I didn't see. So don't get into it.
What's the list?
Well,
yeah,
I'm gonna name a couple.
I'm gonna name a couple.
Wait, what's the name of the list?
Number one.
What's the name of the list?
Group of women you shouldn't take on a date.
Okay.
Number one.
Oh, women.
Women you shouldn't take.
Women you shouldn't take on a date.
Okay, okay. Have all
number
down
one,
here.
Single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's stop playing with me.
What? Single mothers.
What?
Okay,
what is that?
Hold on. Look, I'm saying, like, y'all want
to
get mad.
Single mothers are hard to date.
I was a single mother for six, almost 7 years before I met my man, so.
But it is hard. Like, y'all be having babysitters. Like,
single?
That's why y'all mans be cheating.
This nigga think just because I got a nigga that come in here and there, a random nigga.
Right.
No, I'm not talking about them niggas. I'm talking about your nigga.
You talking about your nigga.
She said she was single. She was single.
I was single.
We ain't gonna talk
you
about
are not committed to one man. You are single.
I was single. And I got three boyfriends.
I was single.
It just had to. Single mom. Had to come back around.
Single mom. Single mothers is number one, okay? Women who just let me get through a couple of them. It's
okay.
a lot.
Yeah, okay.
So let me just get through some.
The list is
women you should not be dating.
Yeah, women you shouldn't date. Single mothers
that you shouldn't take.
Women with hella tattoos. Women who dress provocative in public. Sex workers, OnlyFans, strippers,
damn,
escorts,
this trick round is big,
Instagram
huh?
models, bottle girls.
Who these niggas dating?
Listen, women with hoe friends.
That's all of us.
Women who travel regularly.
Me.
Women who have been engaged. Women who have been divorced. And this was funny. Just women from the West Side.
Damn. Oh, y'all got me messed up.
I'm an East Side bitch.
No, I'm still West Side.
What
did
you say? West Coast or West Side?
West Side.
Women raised in the West. So.
Oh, yeah, that's us in the West Coast.
Yeah, who these niggas dating?
Them are all the bad bitches.
Bad bitches.
Yeah, and then you ain't gonna be able to take them nowhere because you can't afford them because you can't take their ass to Juicy Crab.
I love a bitch that loves some Juicy Crab.
I love me some seafood boil.
That means I will say this. I would not like to go to a seafood boil place out on a date.
Really? I would love to go
there.
Because
I like to get down when I eat.
You're going to watch me get down and eat. I don't give a fuck.
On the first date, I don't care.
I'm running it up.
You can't see me put it away like that.
I'm white chicks.
You sure can't put it away?
Yeah.
Do y'all feel like that on dates?
Literally.
Not anymore.
Ask about me.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, you know your nigga.
I don't have any more. Yeah, but like even, yes, I do have a nigga, but like say if I do decide to get back in the dating space, which I'm not because I love my man.
Hypothetically.
I don't give a fuck anymore about like trying to be looking cute or hide myself from these niggas. I'm gonna be my full authentic self because I act like a fucking dude most of the time.
Like,
so I gotta let you know that this is who I am up front. Like you either gonna take it or you not. Like I'm fucking crazy as fuck. Like I'm gonna talk my shit. I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. And I'm gonna do that up front. I don't have time to be like, I'm not finna do something this way and be like, oh, let me.
Yeah, walking on eggshells or trying to live up to a standard that I think that he has. Like, no, like, this is what you gonna get.
Because he may like that shit.
Let me say how I do mine.
If he don't like it, then I don't give a fuck.
How I run my program is, I feel the same. We don't have to be together. I got a strong personality. I'm a lot to deal with, but I can't give you everything at once because it might scare you away.
I don't give a fuck.
I feel that, but
it's fragile. You gotta give it to them in doses.
In that moment, yeah, in whatever moment. However, I am, I'm going to be my prefer that. Self.
Be yourself up front. Because
I'm not being myself, I'm just being reserved.
But because I know, I see what you're saying.
I like
and
that.
I want.
I get what you're saying too, Tia.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I want to know everything that you got going on up front so I can make that decision.
But that's
I
not your business, though, too.
It is my business. Because if I'm trying to be with you long term, shit, I don't want to find out that you really be goddamn doing rituals and shit.
But I'm not dating for fun. I would say this, though, because I feel like I get where Tia coming from as far as like, yeah, I'm gonna be myself, but all in one day, are you about to just get all of me in one day? That's impossible, first of all. Yeah. But you are gonna get all of me in that beginning phase as we get to know each other, because we're not gonna get to know each other in one day. I'm not gonna, like, we're gonna meet again and we're gonna experience something else. We're gonna talk about something else, whatever. So, and if you know yourself and you know from past experience, it's like, yeah, I'm not about to give all this crazy yet. You're gonna get it though.
It's not even just, but it's not crazy, about to be like not even genuine. Crazy yet.
But
because, like, with me, I value myself very much, and I feel like it's an honor to get to know me. So I'm not really about to show you exactly who I am off rip if this don't work out for 2 days. Now I feel like, damn, I hate that this nigga can say that he know me.
That's facts.
This is how it is.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't.
So a lot of niggas really don't know me, and they'll be like, oh, girl, like,
know you all
she's
the way
boring,
too.
Or she... No, nigga, it just, we didn't have no chemistry there, so I didn't even allow you to see my real personality. Like, you know, because it's layers, for sure. When you apply for a job, like, you see the description, then you got the first round interview, the second round, then you, like, you got members on the team in the interview, like,
you get to know more and more about the company.
With your supervisor on the first, you meet with HR first. You get what I'm saying? And HR is just the representation. Then you might meet with the direct supervisor or a member of the team. Then when you get to the third round, you got the job, you meet it with everybody.
Well, see, I definitely get what you're saying. I do, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm just, because I used to be that way, too, because I'm like, nigga, I don't fucking know you. Like, I ain't finna show you what the fuck I got going on, what I'm working with, because, baby, I got a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta earn that.
You might try now, to steal some sauce or something.
Yeah, I definitely understand
that. And everybody don't deserve
that.
To be around you. Everybody don't deserve to see the full you.
Yeah, they don't deserve that.
Now, I'm at a point to where it's like, if I'm dating... I'm dating to find, like, just being completely honest, I'm dating to find a husband.
Yeah,
a lot of people be dating for fun.
Yeah,
like,
for
they
sure.
Be dating.
Well, so I'm doing both. Because, like, I am dating to marry. Fairy. And so, like, let's say, like, I'm dating three different guys right now. Like, I'm in love with all of them. They're my boyfriends. I don't think I could get married to any of them. But just because I don't see marriage with them, I'm not just going to be like, fuck these niggas. They treat me very well.
They're time fillers.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Do they know that?
They're time fillers.
Yeah, they not delusional. I hope not.
Well, that's why I said communication is key.
Did
you
tell
ain't
these
them
niggas
on, right?
That they have no option with you long term?
When is this going to air?
When can they see this? She's stupid. Right.
No. I think it's kind of just like a
I'll put this shit out tonight.
Talking
that's
to Mike.
Fine, but I think it's just like a mutual
talking to Mike.
Agreement.
Talking to Mike.
You know how if you vibing with someone, and then, like, me personally, if you got like a baby mama and kids, I don't really see a future, because I believe kids should be raised in a two-parent home, and I think y'all need to try to work
on
that.
Yeah, but you can't force
that. Yeah, I'm about to say that. You can't be in control of that.
Yeah,
but you can't.
That
make,
is forcing
you can't
it.
Make them. Yeah, you can't make
yeah,
them make that
gonna
decision.
Yeah, but I'm not going to force him to leave either. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
that ain't gonna work.
We are enjoying each other. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
And that's fine. At your
that's
own time.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I am dating to marry, but I'm also having fun while I'm dating. Like, because I used
Which
to date
cool.
trash loser dudes, and now I date high value men.
I don't think you're
and
doing two different
these,
things, though.
Some of these high value men may not be my husbands, but I'm still dating them.
Okay,
I think you're just simply dating. Yeah, like, I think you're just simply dating to find a husband. But yeah, like, in the process, you're having fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think you're doing two things.
You're doing one thing.
Because let me go back. Because let me finish.
But I'm also not playing with nobody's feelings.
Because she kind of piggybacked off what I was saying on one of my thoughts.
Yeah.
But I wasn't finished with the complete thought.
Okay.
No, which is fine. But, like, You're dating for love and while you're doing it, you're having a good time, mm-hmm. which is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But I don't have time for no type of, like, bullshit. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Dang. So like off rip, I'm gonna and then I wanna let a dude know, like off rip, like what I'm on, because I wanna give him an opportunity to be like, okay, damn, like I thought she was bad. Like I really was trying to fuck on her. I got a whole nother situation over here.
Let me not bring that I really that over be here.
On. So like if this is what she's on, then let me, like, at least she gave me an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Because look, dude, this what I'm on. Like I'm not gonna be like, I'm trying to get married, I'm trying to have kids right now today. Nigga, fuck you talking about, drop them drawers. Like, no.
Some women do be on that.
When we're talking, but I'm saying though, I'm
can I ask how old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay.
But I'm going to be like that.
I want to speak to that.
I'm going to be like that, though. But I'm not going to be, like, so forceful. But I will tell him, like, as we're eating, I'll have a little conversation. Like, okay, you know, I'm going to ask those questions. Like, you know, how old are you? Do you have any kids? Okay, are you looking to, you know, go, like, are you looking to date for fun?
What's the intention?
Yeah, like, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to basically try to ask him, like, what you on? Like, what are you on? That's why I remember that football player dude, remember? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know what he on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was, like, really trying to go there with him and, like, try to see, you know, what's going on, because I thought he was cute.
Right now. That's why we just vibing.
But I could tell, that he was on some, like, he wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but at this time, she's not on that, though. Like, we ain't going for that.
But, yeah, like, with him, only with him, because... It was too close to home.
Right. No. I agree she's with silly. That because, like, I have, like, a situation like that, too.
I get it.
Because sometimes, then you just, like, I don't know, I protect my feelings, like, as a woman. If it's not an emotionally safe for me, I'm avoiding. Like, I'm just going to remove myself from the situation. So, like, how she said she was dating a football player, and you actually probably really wanted to be with him, but he just wanted to fuck, and then... high-value man who has all these women. Like,
no, we don't call those high-value men.
I'm sorry.
We'll call high demand. High demand. High demand.
That's a high-demand man. Yeah. So you got to be realistic. Yeah. First of all, you can't force anyone to do anything. You can't force anyone in a relationship. She probably really was attracted to him, really liked him. A lot of women will settle with just fucking, but then they fuck themselves up because a woman, you're going to have some emotions. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be tied to him a certain way. Some and he's kind not of giving you what you really want.
Right. So that you help? Like, it's yourself. Definitely possible.
Everybody's not like that.
You just have to know. Yeah, I'm like, you have to know what you're getting into. Because if you know what you're getting into, then it's like you have more control over that like type of attachment situation.
And I would appreciate it if you going to say that.
Yeah, like, exactly. You cannot be mad. That's why you got to be mature. That's why I always say maturity, communication, ain't nothing to put it on the table. I don't owe you nothing. You don't owe me nothing. So why lie about anything?
Go ahead, Kodak.
But also, I said that I've been saying this a minute. A lot of times, you can't even be too nice to a woman because she's gonna mistake you being nice.
That's what I was about to say.
You can be being too cordial. Like I could be just I could just be fucking a chick, but I don't goddamn took her. I don't brought her lunch one time.
Yeah.
I don't goddamn listen to
now
one.
You her nigga.
I don't listen to her problems you one her too many now. Times. See, even though I was just being nice, I'm just trying not to be a dickhead.
You're her nigga.
I'm telling you, communication. I'm telling you, it's not blurred lines.
It's just people not respecting boundaries.
No,
because
fuck
if
that,
I
yes.
said, because if I said,
what did you
said?
Say?
Yes, because I don't like mixing signals.
Some
because
girls don't
I know
listen to.
If I'm telling you that I'm trying to court you, I want some long term. I will tell you that.
Yeah,
like
hey,
I want to be with you.
Yeah,
so I am courting you. I'm letting you know.
Yeah,
but if I'm just telling you to pull up.
Come on, like, come on.
Yeah.
Stop. Hold on.
These girls be delusional.
Go.
So Kodak, I'm gonna put my mic down. Let's go.
So Kodak, you're saying this is something this is new. This is something that you just started doing, I want to say, like, a couple weeks ago, a month ago or something like that.
This year.
No, not this year. Because remember, we had a conversation, and there was this girl, she was tweaked out, but that's because you never really, remember I told you didn't tell her what her place was.
And communication.
Which one?
Communication.
It's a couple, actually, that was, like, doing too much, and you was, like, that they was giving delusion. And I was telling you that maybe that they weren't giving delusion. You just wasn't telling them what the fuck it was. And that's a lot of men problem. Like, I had to deal with a lot of situations to where, like me and whoever, like, say an ex, you know, they'll deal with women but won't put them in. I hate a nigga who will, like, cheat but won't tell the girl, like, I got a girl, because he's scared that's gonna fuck up,
run her away.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, first of all, you need to tell this. First of all, you need to tell this girl for two reasons. You need to tell this girl because you need to tell her out of respect for your girl.
Yeah, come on.
Even though you already been disrespectful.
Yeah, you and already then, cheating.
Yeah, and then yeah, because what if she pull up on her or you know yeah, or she talking to her or something talking to her about
or
a nigga.
She wanna stupid. She, don't make me look stupid, bro.
Or
she
meet each other in the club.
She want to surprise me.
Like, yeah, my nigga. Who's your nigga?
And it should be like now it's Monica and Brandy. The boy is mine. Now the boy is mine.
Like, exactly. What if I have to service this girl
exactly.
at my
so,
job?
And then you need to tell the girl because you need to let her know so that she has an option to where she could choose, do she still want to fuck with you? And she knows that she has to keep her emotions to a certain level. Now, if she chooses to still do some crazy ass shit, then you need to do what you need to do and stop fucking with that bitch.
Right.
But you have to do that. And it's a lot of men that do not do that. They do not put women in their place.
Yes. A lot of niggas are not alpha male because when you're certain in yourself as an alpha male, you don't give a fuck about being honest because you don't care if a woman go or stay. They don't care because they are who they are. So they're going to be good regardless. So that's really too. Like, niggas are weak. Like, yeah. They don't want to lose. Like,
but those are beta males.
I don't know about that, though, because if my nigga not gonna want to lose me over some random bitch that he just wants.
That's still some alpha male shit when he know what he got. That's a different circumstance. That's a different circumstance or a different scenario. When a nigga know what he got, of course he gonna move differently. Period. But also
when it's niggas don't though.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying all niggas. That's why I said like alpha, in my opinion, because I'm not gonna say I know facts, but just from my experience and opinion, an alpha male don't give a fuck when it comes to girls who they're not the main. Yeah. So it's like when they play in the field, they don't care. You could come, you could go. I'm gonna tell you what it is. But if he fucking with somebody that he locked in with and feel a certain type of way, whatever. Again, he's gonna move respectfully and he's gonna do what he wants.
But there are alpha males. So it's like it's levels
male.
To this shit because like I've had an experience with an alpha male like who had like a baby mama, like a whole family, but then multiple women on the side who he really cherishes and loves. Like, he just doesn't play about anything. There's no drama. You know what I'm saying? Because he's made it clear, like, this is what it is. We're having
exactly.
this. We're doing fun.
Exactly.
We're making money together. But that's a real alpha male. Exactly. Alpha male is not going to pit women against each other because that's bad
exactly
for business.
No, but the thing is the men they don't do it on purpose.
Some of them do.
They
though.
Just dumb.
Toxic,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
But some men do.
And
some
they
men,
ain't got
they just
it. They don't
know.
Do this shit.
I feel
they
like
don't
there
do
are some
shit.
Insecure
some
men
really do this
who
shit.
Never got the attention that they did. They want to see women
fight
over
them.
Them.
Yeah,
now, there are some
yes.
lame ass niggas out there that's
yes.
like that.
Those
it's
are the
ego thing.
The lower vibrational
but
men.
Overall, facts. Overall, a man who has a girlfriend at the crib or has a family, a baby mama, a family at the crib. They're not trying to jeopardize that shit.
So
they want to try to prevent it at all costs.
Yep.
But what they're not understanding is preventing it is telling that bitch you got a situation. You got to tell this
because
girl
because if you don't, first of all, like, just me.
Even if you're just fucking her
because
for one night.
I'm a type of bitch who mind my business. So, like, I've been a side bitch before and didn't know I was a side bitch because I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
Because you didn't even inquire.
Like, someone else had to tell me. I'm like, what the fuck? This nigga don't got a girlfriend. But, like, I'm not the super one to be like, oh, he spends all day with me. I know what niggas can do. So then once I figured out, I was like, bro, why you don't say nothing to me? Because what if this girl... what if this girl starts stalking me, show up to my job? Now I gotta beat your man.
Bro,
bitch
I had
ass.
A whole girl follow
you know what
me.
That's true. Because you do put people in jeopardizing positions. Niggas die over this shit.
People lose
women get beat up. Like,
over
it's
this
really
shit.
Real.
People
you cannot play.
Georgia, what
my
you
bad,
about to say?
Yeah.
I had a whole girl follow me in a club. Like,
girl, same
that's not cool.
Here.
That's
and,
not cool.
But
the,
yeah,
but
bitch,
the
I'm talking to you.
But
that's not cool.
The thing is that
it's weird.
She knew. She knew about me. She knew about me. And it was like, and it's just like, bitch, like, why is you following me in this club? Like, you look dumb.
See, niggas not doing that because it's going to automatically
get dangerous.
These niggas
in here will stump you out in here, and I'm saving you.
Bro, I've been in the same situation.
I'm saving you right now.
You know why? These niggas be fucking these bitches crazy, ditzy. Like, you shouldn't even be giving them that type of dick if you fucking them on the side.
But that's why I said you can't do too much with a chick.
You're going to make
it
delusional.
That includes fucking her too good.
So now she all thrown off. She the first person to watch my Instagram story. She liking my pictures, like,
but
she
that's
got
why
your, I don't know
but
you.
That's
she
why
got
you
your
need
notifications
to. She
on.
She trying to figure out she getting fucked so good by
man.
My nigga.
And nigga's
she
not bad.
That
man
got
is
that
not
she
my
don't
nigga.
Got. What's the difference?
This is the moral of the conversation.
Moral
is
of the story.
Communication.
Men need, first
of
all, at the end of the day, Number one, men need to vet these women that they fucking on.
One,
yes. They just see them and want to fuck them.
And then two.
Number two, tell these women who the fuck they are.
Communication.
And what you got going on. Like, you don't have to tell them, like, this is my girlfriend right here. Just tell them, look, I got a girl, I got a situation. Yeah, I ain't on that with you.
I got a situation. Like, my situation is the biggest thing.
I got a situation going on. And if she a real bitch who's been a side bitch for a while, she don't got to know the full context of your fucking situation.
Yeah, I don't even want to know the situation. A lot of women don't want to know.
Let me throw this in, and you go to whatever other point you want to make. You also, this is also why you got to fuck with people who got shit to lose.
There we go.
You got to fuck with people that got shit to lose.
You got to fuck with people who got shit to lose.
Every single person in the equation needs to have shit to lose.
We all got to have shit to lose.
You can't be fucking with an ain't shit person trying to do that operation.
Everybody needs to have shit to lose because we all can live in peace and harmony.
But that's why she ain't get. That's why she ain't get too crazy.
The one who followed me in the club, she had shit to lose.
That's why she ain't get too crazy. No,
my nigga used to fuck with bitches who ain't have shit to lose.
Because if you fucking with a bitch that ain't got nothing to lose.
Oh yeah,
she gonna ruin your whole shit. And what happens to her? Yeah, like we look at some of these other podcasts where they on this bitch just naming niggas and naming everything.
They don't got shit to lose.
You can't even sue a bitch like that because what are you gonna get?
What's that
one girl that be putting everybody business out there?
Selena
Power. Yeah.
They love them hoes.
These hoes ain't got shit to lose, but. Shit,
I just feel like I judge men like that. Like, why are you even putting your dick in someone who would put you out there like that?
These hoes be thick, baby. Listen, we definitely got to have the homies from the West for another episode, man.
We
got to
talk more.
Big homie Tia B.
The bottle didn't even make it yet.
Big homie Tia B. Big homie Nico, of course. Bigger homie JoJo.
Bigger.
Yeah, that motherfucker in there baking.
Little baby JoJo. I'm
finna drop. Finna drop an album.
About to drop her project.
Little baby.
Yeah, it's gonna come right at the Thanksgiving table. Look, we got y'all. Stay tuned. Everything the homies got. Y'all follow them. Socials in the description below, and we gone.